I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Football is the world's most popular sport, and while the head of football's world governing body, FIFA, knows fans are anxious to see games, Gianni Infantino has a short list of priorities.
At this moment at FIFA, we have three things in our mind, and here they are in order of priority. First, health. Health has to come first in all that we do. Second, the second is to see how we can best help the football community in this hour of need. And third, as life has slowed down, we have to see how we can use this moment to reflect and to think about the future, on how we can come out of this together better than we were before.
And he stresses the first point.
Health comes first. I cannot stress this enough. No match, no competition, no league is worth risking a single human life. Everyone in the world should have this very clear in their mind. It would be more than irresponsible to force competitions to resume if things are not 100% safe. If we have to wait a little longer, so we must do so. It's better to wait a little bit than to take any risks.
Infantino urges everyone to be safe ahead of football's eventual return.
I'm convinced that football will play a key role to bring people back together when it's safe to play again and be with our friends and families in large groups. Let's prepare for that moment. My dear friends, please do keep safe and take good care of yourselves and your families. Let's continue to follow the recommendations of the health authorities, both from your country and from the World Health Organization. See you very soon, my friends. FIFA is with you in these difficult times, and together we will win.
The president of the Italian Football Federation, Gabriel Gravina, hopes play might resume by the end of the month. But he, like other sports leaders, is very cautious.
Noi siamo nelle condizioni oggi di dover rispettare quelli che sono.
We cannot take any risks, but we also have a requirement. The conditions may not yet be in place, but we still need to make decisions on our championships. It's clear that any decision to leave uncompleted or to cancel the competition, well, you can imagine the negative consequences there could be for the football world and beyond. We all need together to send a message of hope to the country. Football has always done that, not just now, but for example, following the last earthquakes that devastated our country. Football has always signaled a moment of rebirth, a moment of hope, and I hope it will be the same now, too. Serie A is beloved by football fans around the world. It was suspended March 9th, following the exceptionally deadly outbreak of coronavirus in Italy. And many fans are also waiting for basketball.
We aren't looking at many different scenarios for restarting the season, but I think it honestly is just too early, given what's happening right now, to be even able to predict where we'll be in a few weeks.
National Basketball Association Commissioner Adam Silver says the rest of the month is definitely out.
We should just accept that at least for the month of April, we won't be in a position to make any decision. I don't think that necessarily means on May 1st we will be.
Silver and the other major sports commissioners spoke with President Trump last week about the suspension of professional sports during the health crisis. The NBA commissioner says that when the time comes to bring back sports, it will be meaningful.
We know our priorities in terms of health and safety, but then factoring those things in, where will we be in May? I mean, will there be an opportunity? And I think beyond virtue of crowning a champion, what will the symbolism be of Major League Sports starting back up in this country? And I think that's what President Trump wanted to talk to us all about on that call on Saturday. I mean, it wasn't just a pep talk, but I think it was a reminder of what the meaning is of sports to Americans, to our culture in particular.
And the bad guys out there are smiling for sure, given the, you know, reduced and announced sometime, you know, shutdown in some areas of testing.
U.S. Anti-Doping Agency CEO Travis Tigert says while the coronavirus outbreak may seem to be giving doping cheats an advantage, he says efforts to catch them remain strong.
Our investigative units continue to operate fully. Our education programs are continuing to operate. So we're doing everything we can do to ensure a level playing field as best we can in this really difficult time.
National anti-doping agencies and international sports federations typically administer about 300,000 tests annually. Tigert says a resumption of full testing is crucial when the virus lockdowns end.
It's incumbent upon us, those of us who say clean sport matters and we're going to stand up for athletes' rights, to take those challenges on. And when we put that burden on our shoulders, that means when we are fully operational, we have to execute a robust quality and quantity testing program that ensures that any of those people that try to take advantage of this time period don't get away with it and are suspended and cases are resolved before we get close to the Olympic trials or certainly the Olympic games in the summer of 2021.
Tigert says anti-doping testing reaches its peak in the half year before an event.
From a scientific and a doping standpoint, you know, you're concerned mostly about the 6 months right before a major games, major competition, because that's the time period where athletes are, if they're going to cheat, are going to try to use things like whether it's EPO or human growth hormone or blood transfusions to gain that advantage. And they really need to try to do it within that 6 month period for it to be out of their system by the games, but also still have the performance benefit. And so having a fully operational global system 6 months before the games is the best you can ask for.
Because the 2020 Olympics have been pushed back by a year, anti-doping officials have some relief that their time to test has been extended, especially with regard to the extensive Russian doping scandal.
Now we've bought time to double down on the efforts, but also ensure the Russia case is resolved. And there's really no excuse now for the Russia case not to be resolved.
Athletes completing doping bans over the next year will be eligible to compete in the postponed Tokyo Olympics. It's an unintended effect of the coronavirus pandemic. Some athletes are complaining that the offenders will not miss the events they were supposed to because of their bans. The World Anti-Doping Agency barred Russia from the Olympics for 4 years after ruling last year that doping data from a Moscow laboratory had been manipulated. The Court of Arbitration for Sport is to rule on whether that ban is valid, but hearings have been delayed because of the health crisis. Russian sports minister Oleg Matyitsyn wants international authorities to turn a new page and forget Russia's Olympic doping ban because he says a negative ruling would fracture the Olympic movement. The leaders of the International Olympic Committee, the World Anti-Doping Agency, and judges who will decide the ruling should understand that now we're living in completely different conditions, and this crisis which has been created, including the crisis in relationships, should probably come to an end, turn a new page, and understand that the main thing right now is to be together. He added that once the virus outbreak recedes, Russia will offer to hold more international sports events if their current hosts are not able. Matyitsyn took over as sports minister in January and is well connected with Olympic sports officials from his longtime leadership of the International University Sports Federation. Last week, the United States Department of Justice said bribes were paid for Russia and Qatar to secure the rights to host the men's World Cups in 2018 and 2022. Prosecutors say millions of dollars had been wired to bank accounts of FIFA executives in exchange for votes. One of the whistleblowers who revealed corruption in the bidding process is Bonita Mercedes, an Australian corporate affairs practitioner, sports administrator, and writer.
I guess you could see it as vindication, yes. The only thing that you can say is to be appreciative towards the US authorities that, one, they took on this case, saw it as being important. Their whole way into this case was the fact that these people used US dollars and they did banking on US territory, so therefore they had jurisdiction. If you look at some of the other government agencies and government authorities around the world, e.g. the Swiss, they've done nothing for almost 5 years now, and you have to wonder what they're doing. But, you know, God bless America in this particular instance.
Mercyatis says the investigation will cloud the event.
Even without this indictment, the issues around the 2022 World Cup were always going to be raised up until the end of the 2022 World Cup. And it doesn't matter, I think, what happens. People are always going to have doubts in their mind about how that bid was won. And at the very least, they've got a massive PR issue to deal with, whether they'll actually get people there, whether people will enjoy it. But, you know, who knows what else could possibly happen? And who knows how long the wheels of justice will take, too, because they often take a very long time.
The charges were the results of a years-long international investigation and were filed last month in U.S. court.
Stand up! Stand up!
Sports fans have a lot to hear each day on VOA. Listen to the sunny side of sports for the latest from Africa, the United States, and around the world.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Great show, bro.
Find the sunny side of sports on the radio, online, and as a podcast.
This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
I get it.
As millions of people find ways to stay active at home, so is International Olympic Committee Chief Thomas Bach, who had some encouraging words he posted in a video while riding on his stationary bike at home.
We all have every day to find new ways to stand this crisis. There, sport and physical activity can play an important role. An important role to get ready for the day after this crisis. So join all the Olympic athletes and me by staying active, staying strong, and staying healthy to be ready for this very day.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on VOAnews.com.